Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In today's show, Bitcoin price dip may end on Wednesday as Bitfinex bids hint at Fed by the news plans. As on-chain analyst Juan Clemente updates us here, think FOMC has a good chance to be a sell the rumor by the news event. Pair that with illiquid supply back at yearly highs and some large Bitfinex bids coming in, just waiting for 53,000 to start bidding. Happy to miss some of the move and essentially pay for confirmation. Erect Capital updates us here. Bitcoin is still just consolidating between these two EMAs. The EMAs are forming a consolidation range at 44,700 and 52,300. Generally, it's all about having the patience to see an extended range from here. Bitcoin may be repeating May 2021 consolidation, and checking out the latest from Whale Map, 47,000 has been a good support lately, but if we break it, our next strong support is at 40K. On the other hand, if we're able to break 50,600 resistance, the next one is all the way at 56,000. Let's see which setup is going to play out. Also in today's show, top crypto analyst says mania phase incoming for Bitcoin as BTC follows famous stock chart pattern and shares his target. That's right. We're talking about crypto strategist Kevin Svensson. Quoting him here, George Lindsay says the basement is essentially a bear trap. So it would actually be a good bear trap if we did actually continue with the move up to the first floor. And that would mean over the next month or two, we would expect to move back up toward that $50,000 to $60,000 level to form our first floor. And this could potentially lead us into the final mania phase all the way up to the $200,000 level. Let's freaking go. Also in today's show, crypto bull Cathie Wood says Ethereum is more undervalued than Bitcoin. That's right. The Bitcoin bull, who predicts a $550,000 Bitcoin price within the next 5 years, quoting her here on a new interview on CNBC's Squawk Box, the fact that it is the venue or the protocol for DeFi and for NFTs suggests to us that it is even more undervalued than Bitcoin is, just because there are new worlds growing up on top of it. Also in today's show, according to this new Bloomberg report, adoption and scarcity to fuel a Bitcoin run to $100,000. That's right. Despite having fallen by nearly 30% since its November all-time high, Bitcoin is in a consolidating bull market on its way to $100,000. I'll be breaking down the latest highlights from this new Bloomberg Crypto Outlook report. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, Ether, and all the major alts are currently correcting and in the red. But where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this, plus so much more, in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. And I have very exciting news to share with you today, crypto fam. The crypto merch store is now officially live. Check it out at merch.cryptonewsalerts.net. Once you visit the store, you'll notice all these custom designs. Simply find a design that you like, such as this $100,000 Bitcoin. And once you scroll down, you'll notice about 40 products for each and every design. Everything from hats to mouse pads to shirts to hoodies to tank tops to phone cases to masks, coffee mugs, journals, you name it. So what are you waiting for? Go ahead and visit merch.cryptonewsalerts.net. Pick up some cool crypto merch. All the proceeds goes towards helping support the channel, and I greatly appreciate your support. I want to give a quick shout out to iTrust Capital. Not only can you trade crypto tax-free, but now also at no monthly fees, truly making this a no-brainer. That's right. There are now officially no monthly fees for both new and existing accounts. And they have a special promo running right now where they're giving away $100 in free BTC to take advantage of this special offer. All you need to do, number one, visit my referral link at itrust.cryptonewsalerts.com. bitfinex.net. Number two, confirm your email. And number three, fund your account. It's literally that simple. And yes, they will send you $100 in real BTC for free. iTrust is the number one IRA platform in America with over $3.5 billion in transactions. Not only can you buy, sell, and trade crypto tax-free, such as Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also physical gold and silver. And yes, they are backed by Coinbase Custody with a $320 million insurance policy. Go ahead and visit my referral link at itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net. Set up your tax-free crypto IRA so you can start trading with no monthly fees. Claim your $100 in free BTC, and let's start stacking those sats tax-free. All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. How's it going, crypto fam? Holla at your boy in the live chat. Now, Bitcoin can see its last day of downside as buyers line up to cash in on Wednesday's United States Federal Reserve meeting on December 14th. Bids began increasing on major exchange Bitfinex in a conspicuous sign that the market believes that Bitcoin is destined to gain. That's right. The Fed will deliver key info on the future of asset purchases, a form of quantitative easing, as well as inflation at that meeting. And bets are rising about the knock-on impact for both the crypto and traditional markets. Data from Bitfinex's order book suggests that Bitcoin traders are eyeing an opportunity to buy the news. As Zen points out here, Bitfinex laying down bids, retail selling into the lows ahead of the FOMC meeting, with funding negative across the board. Feels like we're going to get a buy the news event. That's right. The Fed tapering its asset purchases effectively limits the availability of easy money, and accelerating the process could pressure risk assets such as Bitcoin until a slackening of policy returns. And for the short term, however, a buy-up would echo the events from last month's inflation data print, this producing a conspicuous but short-lived boost to the king of all crypto. Bitfinex traders lay in wait in an area roughly between 44,500 and 46,000 on Tuesday, with the spot price currently at around 47,000 after a day of losses. And quoting the latest from on-chain analyst Will and Clemente, think FOMC has a good chance to be a sell the rumor by the news event. Pair that with illiquid supply back at the yearly highs and some large Bitfinex bids coming in, just waiting for 53,000 to start bidding, happy to miss some of the move and essentially pay for confirmation. So that's his big line in the sand at that $53,000 mark. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the on-chain analyst. Now elsewhere, evidence of increasingly bearish whales persists on the exchange order books. As noted by the material scientist, creator of on-chain analytics resource, Material Indicators, large volume traders have been continually selling since October, as he points out right here on crypto Twitter. What are those whales doing? Why aren't they buying more? Looks like they want to get out. 3 months later, they have not bought a single dip since October and have bought straight up TWAP selling at this time. Now, some exceptions have hit the headlines, and whales, the largest volume cohort of exchange activity, have exhibited buying interest. Yet, according to the data, $60,000 resistance is still increasing with time. As the material scientist points out here, we have yet to see any of the Bitcoin dips over the last month bought with real conviction. Watch in CBD to see where the real buying resumes. And as Mohit Surout reminds us, there is no downside on this asset. That's right. Let's go BTC. And before I break down next story of the day, top crypto analyst says mania phase incoming for Bitcoin as BTC follows famous stock chart pattern, and he shares his target, as well as crypto bull Kathy Wood says Ethereum is more undervalued than Bitcoin, as well as I share the latest from this new Bloomberg Intelligence report, which suggests that adoption and scarcity will fuel a Bitcoin run to $100,000. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, there's blood on these streets. So BTFD, all freaking day. We have Bitcoin down 2% for the day, trading just above $47,600. We have Ether down 3.6%, trading just under $3,900. Solana down 3%, trading at just under $160. We have Polkadot down 5%, trading at $26, while Dogecoin is up a whopping 30%, and Hex up a whopping 20%. And the reason for the Doge pump, you guessed it, Elon Fudd Puppet Muskrat wrote, Tesla will make some merch buyable with Doge to see how it goes. And lo and behold, that's all it took for a 30% pump. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. A popular crypto analyst and trader is saying that Bitcoin is due for a steep rally to the six-figure level, as Bitcoin follows a widely known pattern in its equities market. Crypto strategist Kevin Svensson first suggested that the three peaks in a dome house pattern back in June, while Bitcoin was struggling to hold $30,000. And at the time, Svensson said that Bitcoin was placing a bear trap as Bitcoin forms the basement of the structure first identified by George Lindsay in 1970 while navigating the Dow Jones Industrial Index. And quoting him here, George Lindsay says the basement is essentially a bear trap. So it would actually be a good bear trap if we did actually continue with a move up to the first floor. And that would mean over the next month or two, we would expect to move back up toward the $50,000 to $60,000 to form our first floor. And this could potentially lead us to the final mania phase all the way up to the $200,000 level. So there you have it. We're talking about a $200,000 Bitcoin price target. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the crypto analyst. Now, 6 months later, Svensson tells his 64,900 YouTube subs that Bitcoin is now out of the basement and is trading at the first floor of the structure, quoting him here. And all of the schematics and all the writings and literature from George Lindsay and Thomas Polkowski all show that the roof, the structure at 22 to 24, those support levels are coming in above the three peaks and above the first floor. The entire structure of the roof is happening above the three peaks and above the first floor. So if we don't have that, you're looking at Bitcoin here. We don't actually really have any structure, any support bounces that took place along the previous three peaks. And also, if you're looking at the schematic, the first floor is supposed to be along the previous three peaks. So if anything, we're at the first floor right now. So if this pattern holds true, Svensson sees Bitcoin trading at the first floor range in the coming months before launching a parabolic rally to the roof in 2022. Where do you feel we're likely to peak out in 2022 for this bull cycle? Let me know in the comments right down below. And before I break down next story of the day, crypto bull Kathy Wood says Ethereum is more undervalued than Bitcoin, as well as I share the latest from this new Bloomberg Intelligence report that shows that adoption and scarcity is to fuel a Bitcoin run to $100,000. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting just under $2.2 trillion with $106 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. Current Bitcoin dominance is 41.5%, with the Ether dominance at 21% even. And checking out the top gainers within the top 100, we have Dogecoin leading the pack, thanks to the Elon FUD puppet himself, up 16% for the day, trading just under 20 cents. We have EOS up 4.4%, trading at $3.36, followed by Immutable X up 1.6%, trading at $5.01. As you can see, most of the major cryptos are currently correcting and in the red. But which altcoins are you currently most bullish on during Q4 this bull run? Let me know in the comments right down below. And now checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we're currently rated a 21 out of 100 in extreme fear, which is a great buying indicator, as extreme fear equals BTFD. Buy that freaking dip. Yesterday was a 28 in fear, last week a 25 extreme fear, and last month a 74 in greed. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. The Bitcoin versus Ethereum debate has been going on for years and waxes stronger as the market grows. Pitting the two top cryptos against each other has been one of the greatest pastimes for the market. However, not everyone subscribes to the school of thought that they are in competition. That's right, they're not competition. They're two completely different use cases. Now, ARK Invest CEO Kathy Wood is known in the crypto space for giving her outlook on Bitcoin, but Ethereum has been largely left out of the conversation. We all know Kathy Wood predicting a $500,000 Bitcoin price surge within the next 5 years for the king of all crypto, but the CEO has always expressed that she believed that Bitcoin is still largely undervalued and has a lot of growing to do in the coming years. However, she also has pointed out that the number one altcoin, Ethereum, is even more undervalued than Bitcoin. That's right, in a new interview on CNBC Squawk Box, she talked about the crypto market, and on the show, the CEO expressed that Ethereum was still greatly undervalued. She put this in perspective using Bitcoin, the largest crypto on the market, which she believes is still greatly undervalued. Kathy Wood explained that as undervalued as Bitcoin is, Ethereum is still way undervalued compared to it. And one of the major reasons behind investments in Ethereum has been the utility of the digital asset. The centralized finance, better known as DeFi, has seen tremendous success despite being only a year old, and Ethereum hosts the majority of DeFi activities. And Wood reiterated the fact that DeFi was the driving force behind the digital asset success. Quoting Kathy Wood here, the fact that this is the venue or the protocol for DeFi and for NFTs suggests to us that it is even more undervalued than Bitcoin is, just because there are new worlds growing up on top of it. And according to the CEO, Ethereum is still in its infancy and has a long way to go, whereas Bitcoin has already been established for being a monetary system. She added that institutions are going to move more into DeFi and NFTs, which could accelerate its growth. Now, Wood did not fail to reiterate her stance on Bitcoin. The CEO noted that institutional investors were moving into the digital asset. Bitcoin has become impossible to ignore, and Wood explained that institutions have to explore it. Institutional managers have to look at new asset classes that are evolving. That's the holy grail in terms of asset allocation. Now, Bitcoin has no doubt had a good run over the past decade of its existence. However, Kathy Wood expects even more growth for the asset. Last month, the CEO expressed that with institutions moving more into Bitcoin, it could rise the price an additional $500,000 from the current price within the next 5 years. Quoting her here from CNBC Squawk Box, we think that the move by institutions into Bitcoin could add $500,000 to Bitcoin's price if they moved into the tune of roughly 5%. Over time, and you do the math, what if they were to allocate just 10% over time? We're talking about a $1 million plus BTC price. And before I break down our final story of the day, and I share with you the latest from this Bloomberg Intelligence report, which suggests that adoption and scarcity to fuel a Bitcoin run to $100,000. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 1,000 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also, some very helpful resources for you to plug into. Be sure to check out the new merch store at merch.cryptonewsalerts.net to help support the movement. You can also find my daily letter, which goes out to over 30,000 subscribers every single day. To subscribe, visit letter.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also have a blog I update daily, which can be found at cryptonewsyes.com. Also be sure to smash that subscribe button and ring that bell to turn on all notifications and help me get to 100,000 subs. And of course, you can follow me on all the major podcasts and platforms. We're currently receiving over 20,000 downloads per day. You can find me on Spotify, the home of the Joe Rogan Experience, or Apple's iTunes or Google Play. And if you're listening to the podcast, be sure to check out the YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net for the full premium experience with video. And of course, you can follow me on crypto Twitter. My Twitter handle is crypto news. Yes, you could also follow me on TikTok, Telegram, and Facebook. So wherever you're at, be sure to follow me there. But all right, now let's break down our final story of the day. Despite having fallen by nearly 30% since this November, all-time high of around 69,000, Bitcoin is in a consolidating bull market and on its way to six figures. According to a Bloomberg Intelligence report, the paper said it is unlikely that this Bitcoin bull run has come to a halt and predicts the fixed supply to sustain increasing prices. That's right, quoting the report right here, the key question facing Bitcoin nearing the onset of 2022 is whether it's peaking or simply a consolidating bull market, the report said. We believe it's the latter and see the benchmark crypto well on its way to becoming a global digital collateral in a world going that way. The report also highlighted how this year's corrections have made the asset stronger and its bull market healthier as Bitcoin endured and got past China's mining ban to make new all-time highs. And in addition to breaching previous tops to reach 69,000 back in November, the Bitcoin network hash rate also recently made a new all-time high as well. And as we all know, the Bitcoin price follows the hash rate, which is a massively bullish indicator, showcasing a deep resilience of its consensus protocol. Bitcoin appears to be on a trajectory for $100,000. We see it as more of a question of time, notably due to the economic basis of increase in demand versus decrease in supply, the report said. Now, further mainstream adoption will lead to increased demand for Bitcoin, and developments in the new exchange-traded funds and futures and legal tender status in El Salvador are examples of this process. And according to the report, as Bitcoin issuance declines and its awareness increases, prices are expected to jump and volatility to diminish. That's right, let's go BTC. Quoting the report again here, a primary force to reverse expectations for Federal Reserve tightening in 2022 is a drop in the stock market, which may be a bit of a win-win for Bitcoin, the report said, adding that Bitcoin is well on its way to becoming a digital store of value. Bitcoin will face initial headwinds if the stock market drops, but the extent that decline in equity prices pressure bond yields and incentivize more central bank liquidity, the crypto may come out of a primary beneficiary per the report. The report also mentioned that the U.S. Treasury long bonds inability to sustain above 2% despite widespread consensus for higher yields, a phenomenon that could lead to a deflationary environment next year favoring Bitcoin. And as you can see in this chart, it shows Bitcoin may be a primary beneficiary of lower yields. Now, Bloomberg Intelligence explained that funds have been moving away from old analog gold and towards Bitcoin. The question for 2022 centers on reversal or acceleration of these flows. With bond yields in decline, our bias is towards the latter per the report. Now, Bloomberg added that the Bitcoin fixed supply enforced through a diminishing issuance every 4 years could help it outperform stocks again next year, putting it at an advantage against an extended stock market that hasn't had a 10% correction since the 2020 crash. So there you have it. And to check out this entire Bloomberg Outlook report, check the show notes below the video in the description. Now for a quick recap, what I cover with you here in today's show, Bitcoin price dip may end on Wednesday as Bitfinex bids hint at Fed by the news plans. finance. Also in today's show, I share that top crypto analyst says many a phase incoming for Bitcoin as BTC follows famous stock chart pattern, and I shared his $200,000 Bitcoin price target. Also in today's show, I shared that crypto bull Cathie Wood says Ethereum is more undervalued than Bitcoin. I also shared the latest from this Bloomberg Intelligence report, which suggests that adoption and scarcity to fuel a Bitcoin run to $100,000. But where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode, our very own Katie Lux wrote, super bullish every day. Thanks for the awesome updates, JV. Let's freaking go, end of year. $100,000. Woo, woo. You're the man, JV. And I responded, you're very welcome, Katie. I think anyone who understands Bitcoin in the current state of the current world has no choice but to be super bullish. 2022 is going to be epic. Can't wait. And our next featured comment comes from Bring Facts, who wrote, I just got my third 6 GPU mining rig up and running. 18 GPUs mining so far, 6 to go. FYI, hash rate is an addictive drug. Massive congrats, Bring Facts. Super excited for you, fam. Keep stacking them sats. Now for our third and final featured comment comes from Pokemon, who wrote, hi, JV. Enjoyed the show, full of information and your intelligent insights. The market is still going down. What? Been here before? People don't panic. The market is going to moon in December. Buy at these bargain prices and hodl. I'm skint now, bought so many dips. I'll have around 10 coins in play, but because of the bargains, I'm holding 15. I gamble on the alts to make money to buy BTC. Take care. God bless you and yours. BTFD, you already know, fam. $100,000. Bitcoin, send it. Let's freaking go. And to be featured on tomorrow's episode, drop me a comment right down below. And real quick before I go, I want to give a quick shout out to iTrust Capital. Not only can you trade crypto tax-free, but also now with no monthly fees, truly making this a no-brainer. This goes for both new and pre-existing accounts. And they have a special promo running right now where they're giving away $100 in free BTC to take advantage of this special offer. All you need to do, number one, visit my referral link at itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net. Number two, confirm your email. And number three, fund your account. It's literally that simple. And yes, they will send you $100 in real BTC for free. So go ahead and register now. Set up your tax-free crypto IRA account so you can start trading with no monthly fees. Claim your $100 in free BTC and let's start stacking those sats tax-free. And I look forward to seeing you in tomorrow's episode. Peace.